Greetings, listeners. This is Ralph Edwards, a.k.a. Warren, from the Concrete Gang and Creatures of the Industry podcast. I feel privileged to introduce the Concrete Gang 50th Anniversary Archive, because this is the 50th anniversary of the Concrete Gang on Community Radio 3CR, first started by the rank and file of the BLF, and now presented by the rank and file of the CFMEU. We've been presenting a weekly program about our industry and the struggles it's faced over those 50 years. In fact, since 3CR first went to air in February 1976. This archive comes in two parts. First, the good old days, inverted commas, when it was recorded on reel-to-reel and then recorded over. So, special thanks to our loyal listeners who have recorded them on their cassette tape recorders as they listened on a Sunday morning, and saved them for everyone to enjoy again. Second part of the archive is when we entered the 21st century in the early 2000s and the show was digitally recorded and kept as we went. So the material, although patchy in its continuity, shows the transition of the Concrete Gang over 50 years, in those two parts of approximately 25 years each. So enjoy the listen, and thanks to all those who presented the program and all those who helped get it to air. You will find it on www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years, all one word. Dare to struggle, dare to win.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. A builder's labourer is a name to make a man feel proud. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece or Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, and united we must stand until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. A builder's labourer is a name to make a man feel proud. We faced deregistration and it backfired in their face. We're not fooled by arbitration and we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. A builder's labourer is a name to make a man feel proud. Yes, keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. A builder's labourer is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good evening, and once again welcome to the Concrete Gang. Tonight, to start off with, as you know, we here at Concrete Gang, we could try to run a completely unbiased radio program. This also naturally means country-wise. No matter what country you or I are born in, we are all just one and the same. To emphasise this point of our neutral stand, Scotland beat England at a soccer game just a couple of days ago. We feel that the following record is just pure justice. Thank you.
I don't know about unbiased, but I think he couldn't get any bets on that game. That's why he played that record. Anyway, Concrete Gang, in the past few weeks, have been giving our pal Mal Fraser quite a bit of stick, and our pal Mal has deserved every bit of it. But Concrete Gang are always willing to give out praise as well as criticism, when it's deserved. And tonight we have a bit of praise, and a bit of encouragement for our illustrious Prime Minister, Mal Fraser. After 6 weeks of trying, against all the odds, to implement the big freeze, and although that freeze has now thawed, we still must give credit where it's due. Although all the cynics, trade union bosses, etc., said that the freeze would not work, there were definite signs to the contrary. Only last Tuesday, for instance, there was reports from Ballarat of 2 inches of snow covering the whole city. Similar reports was received from Mount Baw-Baw, Mount Buffalo and Falls Creek, and even as close to Melbourne as Olinda. So don't get thinking that only the country areas benefit from the freeze. At least Mal's won the vote of the skiing fraternity. Although some of the construction workers were a bit nasty on Tuesday and Wednesday, the way the wind was whistling through the concrete canyons. Anyway, folks, we all know that the prices and wage freeze was nothing but a big joke. If the government is in any way serious at all, they could have brought in a price freeze under the existing wage indexation legislation. As you all know, wage indexation is 6 months behind the cost, the consumer price index. Therefore, if the government wanted to freeze wages, all it needs to do is to freeze prices. For the preceding quarter, if this happened, there would be no rise in the consumer price index. Consequently, there would be no wage indexation rise to hand down. Why isn't this done? The answer is that real wages and purchasing power would remain the same, which the government doesn't want. The government, as it has stated on several occasions, actually wants to cut the real wages of the workforce and reduce their standard of living in order to create more profits for the monopolies and the rich multinationals. Therefore, any system whereby real wages are maintained is against the wishes of this government. Well, the builders' labourers have said this a lot in the past, and that is why they're going for the $30 wage rise. And we've got a few views of some of the construction sites about this.
There has been some success in achieving our $30 increase. The afternoon smoker is being taken and is being enjoyed by us all. The employees don't like the idea of the afternoon smoker, so they have hit back. A piece of the multinational propaganda that has been received by our members in their pay packets is as follows. Your wages have been docked. This represents the amount of time you have been taking for afternoon smoker. Afternoon smoker is not provided in your award. It is one of the claims your union is refusing to take to the Arbitration Commission. We will continue to dock you for the time that you are taking for afternoon smoker or any other unauthorised absences from work. From one of the jobs, we've got an answer. They sent a letter back to Costain Australia Limited in regards to their letter they sent to the men in their pay packet. It's as follows. Dare to struggle, dare to win. Builders, labourers, Austin Hospital job. No, it's Costain Australia Limited. In answer to your circular dated the 1st of June 1977, the builders, labourers are well aware of the fact that they are being docked for afternoon smoker. We are not children who need to be reminded, so buzz off, not multinationals. At least we do not turn and run to the boss's court. Furthermore, we shall continue to taking afternoon smoker regardless of your little and typical multinational tactic of running to the arbitration court. We at the Austin Hospital job are not interested in giving up our campaign for afternoon smoker and might just decide to have a 35-hour week as well. So to you, Costain, we shall continue to soften you up before we decide to think that you are ready to go to the arbitration. It's been signed by the shop steward, ABCE and BLF, Austin Hospital job.
My little speech here at the moment is about a job I'm on at the Northern Suburbs where about a couple of weeks ago we had a stoppage over the National Award and we caught them with a mobile crane and a couple of loads of concrete and so we went home for the afternoon. And the next afternoon, the principal shareholder of this company came to me to give me a pep talk and told me that he was only running this company for his old employees and He didn't want to make no money out of it, and he's only getting the wages of a fourth-year apprentice.
I suppose you started crying then, Mick, eh?
Very much.
Oh, dear. Poor fella.
Very sad.
On quite a few of the jobs I've been on, Gabby, Willie and Colin, I don't know if you've noticed this, but quite a few of the boys that I've spoken to, a lot of this pressure, and it's the first time I've found it, has come from the wives, because the wives are spewing. They're still getting the same housekeeping money. And they're going into the supermarket, they've got their $60 or $70 in their pocket. And they can't buy half of what they've bought in the past. And they're getting onto the husbands, and they're actually getting onto the husbands to enforce this campaign and to put more pressure on the builder to get more money, because it's the wives that are really feeling the crunch. And how's it been going on your jobs? Have you felt any of this pressure?
Well, that's a really good point there, Mario. You know, when you look around, the wives, as you were just saying, a man's missus goes into a shop, and she's the one who's got the facts before her. She's not fooled by the talk on the mass media or on the paper. She sees the prices going up week by week by week, and she's getting the same amount of money to try to feed her family, and she's just going backwards. And I see now that petrol, coffee, and beer are all going up. Well, they're all controlled by large multinationals or local monopoly corporations. And again, they can put a wage freeze in the workers, or attempt to put a wage freeze in the workers, but they don't seem to be able to control the bosses. One wonders who's running this country. I reckon it's pretty clear when you have a bit of a look at it.
No, just following that through, Mario and Willie. Just today, or actually yesterday, this is pre-recorded, Man of Beer went up to 41 cents per pot. It went up to, I think it was 30 cents per glass now. So this is that close to an 8 or 9% increase in the price of beer. Whereas we got a flat $3.80 increase in the last wage indexation, which was that close to a 1.5% to a 2% rise. So the wage freeze and so forth is working real well.
I was thinking that, Gabby, especially with you, when they put on the price of beer. A lot of the pubs have put the beer up, price of a pot, two cents. Well, I think your whole $3.80 wage rise, Gabby, I think it would be taken up on this 2 cents a pot, the way you get into it. And quite seriously, though, this government, the Hamer government, is the original government that asked for the wage and prices freeze. And as soon as the freeze was over, you know, it never worked in the first place. What happened? Hamer turned round, he gave the go-ahead for a minimum price on the beer. There was, you know, he doesn't believe in the free enterprise system at all, because there was blokes selling it at $6.80 a dozen. And he turned round and says, no, you've got to sell it $8.16 a dozen, minimum. And there's a lot of blokes selling it dearer than this. And I believe they're also trying to get onto the petrol now. They don't want anyone selling discount petrol. And they wonder why we turn round and go for a $30 wage rise. And the way things are going at the moment, the feeling on the job there, I think if we don't get a $30 wage rise very soon, the demand will be going up to about $45, because the way inflation's going, we'll need $45 to get the equivalent of the $30 that we were after 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, by the time we step out the door, we most probably find there's been a few more rises in commodities to use every day of your life. So we better get over with this program pretty quickly, I reckon.
One of the interesting sidelights I see of this is in the coffee rise. And at the moment, all the coffee we're getting is from last year's crops. And last year's crops wasn't a famine or wasn't no shortage. So in actual fact, we're paying for next year's shortage this year as well as next year.
That's what they call speculation. They're allowed to make $1.5 million in 10 days like those land speculators. The same with the coffee speculators. It's only the workers that don't get anything.
Yeah, what about a fellow workers in Brazil and places like that, the main producers of coffee? We know I've talked to a couple of people from that area, and the way they live, it's closer to slaves and dogs and people. And I'll tell you another bit, give you any odds you like, that when they have a good bumper crop, they'll still be burning it, and the prices won't go down. Any odds you like.
That's for sure. The poor workers are working like slaves.
This is a bit of a repetition of what, about 8 or 9 years ago, Golden Circle Poultry, a poultry firm from America, started importing poultry here in tins. And all of a sudden they found that their market was too much stock on it, so they started tipping it over into the walls and that.
This happens all the time. Any multinational company, once it does an overproduction, just to keep the price up, they tip.
We should find a new word for this free enterprise system. No, it's definitely not a free enterprise system. Like, I've never been too keen on it myself, but it's more like a monopoly system. And the big boss just calls the tune, and the little workers, they profit. But I reckon you're not going to be copying.
To me, I think it's the wrong way around. The supply and demand, it should be demand. It is demand and supply at the moment. They just supply it, or they just make it, and we just demand it when we need it, and they can charge us whatever they want.
I think the boys are all pretty mad about this situation, so we're just going to a record to let them cool down a bit.
You're listening to the 50-year anniversary archive of the Concrete Gang. Unbelievable that we're still going. So listen on.
That's where they came from, white and small. We played in the meadow where the grass was so tall. In some of the lilacs, well, wherever you went, let me do it, load in the air.
That was Tarn Cement. I'm not sure by who by, because the record keeps going round and I can't read the name. But anyway, we've just had a phone call about our log of claims, the $30 rise we're going for. and it's in front of the arbitration. They've knocked back the $30, and the master builders have been successful. They've got a $15 reduction in our wages at the moment. That's how it stands, but we've been on to Bob Hawke, and Bob Hawke has been in intense negotiations with the master builders, and he's come out quite successful. He's managed to get the $15 reduction in our wages backdated for the last 6 months. Well, that's our Bob Hawke for you. You know what he's like. But anyway, Willie's got a little bit for us here on a member of one of our more militant unions, the AMA. You know what a bunch of crooks they are. Anyway, Willie, over to you.
Well, I reckon this falls into place pretty well. Here we are, just working people, struggling to get a wage of plus or minus 10 grand a year, which 5 years ago is a lot, but today is nothing. And last week, in the papers, you read about this doctor, fellow, PhD, MHD, all these big letters they have behind their names, and he defrauds Medibank of $260,000, I think it was, something like that. And he ends up with a fine. And the judge says to him, oh, he's come from a respectable family and he's a really nice fellow and he won't do it again. $260,000, mind you, $250,000, of which is the people's money. It's being collected through revenue and taxes and what have you. And then about 6 pages back was in The Age, in the morning paper of Melbourne paper, we see this young guy, western suburbs, I think he's about 24 he was, and he's defrauded the dole of $1,700. And guess what? No, he doesn't get a pat in the back and say, don't be a naughty fella. He goes down for 18 weeks. There you are. He goes down for 18 weeks for defrauding of $1,700, and a doctor, who's a so-called respected member of our society and all that kind of hogwash, gets a pat in the back for ripping off $250,000. There's your dual society. There's the kind of different laws that apply for one lot of people, for the ruling class, and another set of laws for the working class. You know? Just makes me spew, really. Really, really makes me spew.
What you've got to take into account there, Willie, though, is that the doctor, he has got a place in society to lose, so surely that's punishment enough, where the worker, he only supports the society. You know, he's got no place in society to lose, so, you know, if he gets caught out and goes to jail, well, he's lost nothing because he had nothing. But this poor old doctor, he had his Rolls Royce and his clique that he used to run around with in the big hotel. And he's lost that prestige in society. So what a punishment that is to him. You know, he won't be invited down the yacht club anymore. You've got to take that into account, Willie. Don't be unfair.
Yeah. I don't think we're being unfair. He'll be still invited down to the yacht club, but he'll be congratulated for the great job he's done in ripping off the workers.
Quite appropriate to what we were saying earlier on. Anyway, comrades, you'll have all received your ballot papers by now for the election, and this is a democratic union. It's a secret election. Now, the ballot papers have to be in by the 13th of June. Now, we'd like you all to vote in this election. It's very important. And just to prove it's democratic, just fill in your paper, get your vote in, and then you've got no complaints.
Also, Mario, a reminder about long service leave in the building industry. If you are not already registered in the building industry, register now. It is an offence to be employed in the building industry if you are not registered with the Long Service Leave Board. And you have till the 22nd of the 6th to register without loss of entitlement for workers. If you have not registered, you may lose all time accumulated before the 26th of the 6th, 77. So register now.
Oh, well, what with the price of beer going up and things like that, we'll... Builders' Labour is going to have to look for a new form of entertainment. Oh, I can suggest something. It's a movie down at the Rivoli, I suppose you say, Camberwell Junction. It's a story of 4 years of Woody Guthrie's life bound for glory. And it does just that, you know. It glorifies the spirit of the working class. And although we're always running down American multinationals on this program, with due cause for sure, here is American... that we can all be proud of. Workers of the world can be proud of this man. So I advise everybody's got a couple of spare hours to go down and see it. Bound for Glory, Rivoli, Camberwell Junction.
Well, that's it for tonight, Concrete Gang. I hope you like a change in music tonight. If you feel that this is more appropriate to your taste, write and let us know. Remember, next Tuesday night, the 14th, is the monthly meeting at 7:30 at the Trades Hall. Also, if you have any ideas for the show, comrades, we meet at 3CR Studios, 20 Commonwealth Street, Collingwood, at approximately 8 o'clock on Mondays to record this program. We welcome all ideas, but most essentially, we welcome bodies. Good, sturdy builders' labourers are very welcome and desperately needed. We also have a little situations vacant ad. We welcome constructive or otherwise opinions from you, our listeners. So... come on, write or apply to 3CR 20 Commonwealth Street, Collingwood. Well, that's it, Concrete Gang. And till we see you next time, good night.
Chips and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And cluck, whack, and cluck, and gobble, and honk will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say he lives not a wealthy man. Rich man, that little dum, all day long I'd bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Dum. If I were a bitty bitty rich, digga digga diddle diddle man. I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to a heart delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the servants day and night. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I left to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. This would be the sweetest thing of all.
bitty, bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Digga diddle diddle digga digga diddle diddle dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb? You decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some mosquito's plan if I were a wealthy man?
Good evening, this is 3CR. This time is 8 o'clock and time for the news.
Thank you for listening to The Concrete Gang 50 Year Anniversary Archive. All those episodes where we dared to struggle and we dared to win. And hopefully you've enjoyed it and come back and listen to some more. You will find it on www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years. Thank you very much.